Thing, all right, sure. Thank you.
I just want to show you.
I'll appreciate it because, you know, I hear, I'm interviewing different people and I hear these things and I don't know what exactly what they mean.
You don't know one from the other?
Right.
You're getting cold back there.
No, I'm not. I'm just, I don't like to sit too long, so I'm just standing up for a minute.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm working out of Atlanta. The university there is sending me around North Mississippi, and as I say, we're interested in talking to people who really live this life and who know the terms and exactly what they mean.
Well, you can't get half of what farm life's like just by going around asking questions. You can just get a little sort of inkling of it.
Yes, that's right. But I think it's better to ask people who lived the life rather than to read books about it.
Well, that's the only way you can find it out, because those that didn't live the farm life, they couldn't tell you too much about it.
No, and as people get older, they really are very valuable, because younger people today just don't have any idea what it's like.
No, there's a lot of them that will never know nothing about farm life. And there's lots of young people, though, that thinks farm life's the only thing. One of my granddaughters told her daddy, she's 14 years old. She told her daddy, said, "Daddy, I'm going to take agriculture." He said, "Well, I don't expect agriculture to do you too much good. I don't see why I'm going to be a farmer, you know." Anything about the farm, she's right ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Drives the tractors and hip bale hay, haul hay, unload hay.
Good that they've got an interest. You're lucky to have both your children so close.
Well, I just decided I'd show you something else while I was at it.
Well, very good.
Now, that's your sledgehammer.
That's a sledgehammer.
That's the sledgehammer you use instead of the mow.
I see.
Okay. I have the wedge. You want to split a piece of timber open. You take that wedge and set it up there and go to drive it. Mm-hmm. And you split that timber open.
Now, just put it on tape, the wedge is about 2 inches wide and about 6 inches long, right?
Yes.
And it's made of steel.
It's steel. And now, if your wedge is not big enough to dry to split the timber open, there's what they call a glut.
That's a glut.
It's a wooden piece of timber that I made myself.
Well, that's about almost a foot long and about a couple inches wide, and it's narrowed at the end.
And I've got a half a dozen of them things, I guess, laying around.
What do you use this for? Once you get a log split, to keep it open?
To keep it open, yeah. And to release your wedge and move your wedge on down further.
I see.
And there's your furrow.
That's a furrow.
Now, the way that's used, say you want to make split that open, you'd have a wooden mallet, they call it. You'd set that down on there and drive it down in there. Give it a pull.
Oh, I see. Now, I never understood that.
That put it open. That's the way they make boards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something that's 100 years old. That's a square.
Excuse me, before I forget this, let me explain for the taper, you put the furrow, the metal part, this is steel, right?
That's steel.
And you put the steel lengthwise. I thought you put it up this way.
No.